The Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra has an all-American concert coming up this Saturday night. In addition to performing some American masterpieces, including Leonard Bernstein's Overture to Candide and Aaron Copland's ballet Appalachian Spring, they'll also be performing two newer works, including Trail of Tears, a newly commissioned piece by Grammy Award-winning composer Michael Dougherty, featuring flutist Amy Porter, and a new work for orchestra by Los Angeles composer Sarah Karina Graef, based on the poetry of Shel Silverstein. Graef flew in from Los Angeles to attend the performance, and she and Stephen Bias, conductor of APO, stopped by the KUAF studios this week to talk about the performance.
I think this is one of the most dynamic concerts that I've conducted in years, and I love programs like this where the subtleties are inherent in each individual piece, but on the first half and on the second half, the two pieces on each half reflect each other and play off each other. So it's an exciting, exciting program, and I've said enough about that. We have a composer here in our presence, and I should allow her to say some things about her wonderfully dynamic new piece.
Well, as Stephen already said, we originally talked about this piece as being a concert opener, something really exciting, something that makes great use of the wonderful brass players in the ensemble, and so I was very excited about doing something very energetic and exciting, and one of my biggest influences in this particular piece comes from the fact that I've lived in Los Angeles for the last 20 years, and I teach at a school where we have a really great Afro-Latin music program, also a great jazz program and commercial music, and I spent a lot of time listening to drummers and listening to the drumming group playing with the percussion ensemble for a while, and I have to say, honestly, I have a little bit of drummer envy in me, and it's just, it's really fun to hit things, and when I go to concerts, one of the great things about percussion in performance is not just the great sounds that they make, but also visually. There's this visual element of watching the sticks fly around, and especially when people are playing things in unison, it's like choreography. And so I really wanted to just have fun with the piece and make use of all of those things that I love. And so I did that. I have three percussionists in this piece that are all playing really loud instruments for the whole time. And so it's got this kind of constant underlying rhythmic element to it, with these soaring melodies rather that go above that. And what else can I tell you about the piece?
Well, I can tell you. We premiered the piece. The piece was written for the Tupelo Symphony Orchestra, which I conduct in Mississippi, and all these discussions about what the nature of the piece would be like, this animated, exciting concert opener that would feature the orchestra, really give the orchestra a chance to shine in this new aural palette, as I said before. It starts out with what I could call a pyramid stacking of the brass instruments playing very sharp articulations and creating a chord that's full of suspense, and then the drummers come in and play these repeated patterns that give this undulation, this back and forth of ostinato patterns that is so exciting, and it establishes from the very beginning this rhythmic drive which never stops through the piece. There's a middle section which is this nice, gentle, tender episode, but the tempo keeps moving, and it's as if the very beginning, it's like flipping a switch and a rocket takes off, and the momentum never stops. Even when the music gets soft and more gentle in the middle, we return to the opening theme and with all the percussion and brass at the end, and there's something so exciting and uplifting about it, I know the audience will love it. The feedback from the premiere performance last spring was overwhelming. It just is this amalgamation of sound and energy and momentum, and then the piece just ends in a flourish. So it's really a dynamic new piece, and I think it's going to find its place into the orchestral repertoire for those pieces like the Candide Overture, which are about 4 or 5 minutes long, that have that sort of embracing, arresting impression from the beginning to the end.
And Sarah, tell me a little bit about how you came to composition in the first place.
Well, when I started college, I was a flute performance major, actually, and I had a very dear friend who was a composition major, and I started writing some songs and things like that on my own, and I thought, you know, this sounds like fun. And so I went to the composition teacher and I said, you know, would it be okay if I take some lessons? Which I was really lucky that he said yes. And, you know, he started giving me some little tiny assignments and things like that. And third or fourth lesson, I brought in something that I had written on my own. And I said, can I play this for you? And he said, sure. And so I played this song for him and he kind of paused and said, okay, yeah, this kind of changes things a little bit. And it was clear that just from the beginning I had an affinity for this. And it's really interesting to me because I discovered I had won an art contest when I was 10 years old. And my piece was featured on a local TV station and I was interviewed in the local newspaper. And I went back and I found this article from when I was 10 years old and the interviewer had asked me, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I said, I want to be a music composer. And it's so funny because I had no memory of saying that, mm-hmm. but I have stacks and stacks of music that I wrote when I was really young as well. So I think it was always in me from the time I was able to walk.
The Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra performs this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at the Aaron Arts Center in Bentonville. For dates, tickets, or more information, arkansasphilharmonic.org or 479-841-4644. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.